I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you go to MightyHouse.net, you can also click on the Mighty House team page, and you'll find a lot of great companies there to help you out. If you need a home inspection, you need cabinets, you need anything like that, just go to MightyHouse.net, click on the team page, and they'll get you connected up right away. All right, let's see, that's Rich and Allie.
Hello.
Allie's sitting in for
Robbie.
Robbie's out there in the Muck Fest. I just got a text from Ian saying, this isn't a short little thing. This is a 5K run.
I was going to say, when Ian was like 20 minutes, I was like, 20 minutes? No way. They're not setting up that course for a little.
So, Robbie
did. It's a 5K?
Yes, it's a 5K. Robbie didn't make it over the first whoop-de-whoops. Within the first
Robbie's
500
having
feet.
A beer and a cigarette somewhere on the sidelines right now.
Yeah, who knows? So they're out there. We're going to check in with them here in a little bit and see how she's doing, make sure that the ambulance is prepped and ready for her to haul her off to the check her out and make sure that the heart's still pumping right. But you know who we got on the phone right now? Let's go to Mark Klein from Klein Tools. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
You're doing great.
Good. Hi,
good.
Mark.
So, I heard you guys were talking about Reds earlier. You know, with, growing up, I used to get all our Christmas trees and pumpkins over there for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a staple. We lived literally right across the street, so I thought that was pretty funny to hear you guys talking about that.
Yeah, Laura comes in every week. We do a little gardening segment with her, and that's where she works, over at Reds. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. You guys have this new thing that you've been doing now the past couple of years, and that is the Contractor of the Year, Electrician of the Year Award.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
sorry.
That's right.
Oh, that's not what this was?
No. Third year now.
No, Allison thought maybe she was the Electrician of the Year.
Yeah. No?
You got to enter to win, right?
And I have to be an electrician, too. So.
No, do you have to be an electrician?
No, not everyone's electrician. Some are utility workers, HVAC technicians. It's a little bit all over the place.
Oh. Because you guys don't make tools just for electricians, correct?
No, we don't.
But
most of our tools are sold to serious DIYers or trade professionals.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're not going to find Klein Tools in the bargain bin at the hardware store.
No, you're not.
But they're going to last a little bit longer than those tools that are in the bargain
right.
bin.
They're going to last a long time, but they're also a little bit more expensive than a lot of the Asian source products you see.
Right.
Nicely put, sir. All right. So you have right now, I think you have all the regional winners. Is that correct?
We do. So we have six regional winners. Actually, one is from Chicago. So we have got...
I told you. I knew it was me.
There's a gentleman. His name's Bill Buds, and he's in Schaumburg, Illinois. He's actually an electrical instructor at HVAC Technical Institute in Chicago, Illinois, which is a fantastic school. I've actually been there multiple times myself. They do a great job with HVAC training HVAC technicians and as well as electricians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do electrical work there, too? They train?
Yeah, both.
Ooh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought they were just HVAC. That's interesting.
Yeah, they do both. So Bill actually does the electrical side.
Okay. And so then he's training everybody to do electrical work. So what has he won then, right, so far?
So far we've got our six regional winners, and obviously we haven't announced the grand prize yet, which will be announced October 8th. And you'll get 10 years of Klein Tools products for free for 10 years, which is a pretty nice gift. But everybody else wins what we call an ultimate garage package. So it's a bunch of Klein Tools products and stuff to fit your garage with, chairs, all sorts of neat stuff.
Yeah, the cooler. You need the beer cooler,
the
right?
Car
you need
decals.
The beer cooler. You need the bottle opener. You need some
yes, we climb.
Some other products for the grill.
Oh, that's right, because you guys have the all the utensils for the grill.
That's right, yep.
Yeah,
it's going to be partially a fan vote, so fans can start going online next week and voting on Facebook, our Facebook page, and then so that's part of how we vote.
Oh, so it's not just you guys that are picking, it's gonna be the public that selects the final winner?
Yeah, so, well, it's twofold. So the public selects their favorites, And then we have a internal vote, but that's a big part of it. So if the fans, you know, are all gearing towards one person, there's a good chance that person will likely win.
So what was the criteria for nominees?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the criteria it's threefold. It's professional achievement, it's safety excellence, and the last one is community dedication.
Wow.
Yeah, how about personality
doing all good
and spunk?
You were doing good right up to the safety thing.
In that, right?
What was that, Rich?
I said Allison was doing great right up to the safety thing.
Right, I know. My whole face sank.
She's all bummed out now.
Yeah, it's all right.
Good. So, okay, so you've got this thing coming up, and if we go to KleinTools.com, we can start voting on those people starting next week.
Starting next week, yep.
So it sounds like there's going to
be... Facebook page is where the vote will happen.
And it sounds like we're going to have a political campaign going now because everybody's going to be wanting you to vote for them so that they can win this ultimate...
I'm going to campaign for 2017.
There you go.
So if you win tools for 10 years, is that anything? You've got to have a limit on that, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's roughly about $25,000 worth of tools for the 10 years.
Over the 10-year period.
Almost $2,500 a year.
Well, that should be enough.
Yeah, which should be enough, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
But does that include all
maybe not for Rich.
That include the testing tools and stuff like that, the electronic equipment that you've got? Or is it
absolutely.
Any tool?
It includes all of our categories of tools.
Oh.
And now that we're talking about categories, I'm on your on the Facebook page, and I see you guys have a new line called Work Height.
Work Height.
Yeah.
Corded tools, Ron, so when they fall out of your pouch, you don't have to bend over. You can actually just pull the cord.
Yeah.
No, it's for, like, you know, if you're working at heights, obviously. But I have a lot of friends that are fitters.
A lot of utility workers and stuff like that working on poles.
So basically got a ring on the handle, you know, so you can tie this thing off so when you drop it, you don't lose it.
Right.
Duh.
Well, that keeps the screwdrivers going through helmets, you know, through hard hats. You know, that's not a good thing when a screwdriver's falling 30 feet. You don't want to be on the receiving end of that. So
no.
That's pretty good. But so now we go there, we vote, and then when are you guys going to be making the final selection?
Final selection is October 8th, and we'll announce the winner then.
Excellent.
So what makes Klein Tools better than the bargain bin, the big names?
Yeah, that's a great question. So so Klein Tools has been making hand tools for a long time, since 1857. Actually, in Chicago, we're one of the oldest family-owned companies in Chicago. We're actually the second oldest-owned family company in Chicago. And we manufacture the majority of products that we sell. So we have parts. We have steel that's unique that we use that only two suppliers can sell to us, and they can't sell to anybody else. It's almost like a Coca-Cola recipe. But we control all our plastics, our heat treating, polishing, everything. It's the majority of our products are all done in our own factories. And the reason why that means something is because of quality. So we really control our quality. A lot of times when you buy stuff overseas, sometimes there's a lack of consistency in regards to hand tools.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and if you work for a living, you don't want your screwdrivers breaking and the tips snapping off and, you know, the pliers all getting mangled up.
But you say, now the way you say that, like, you know, if you work for a living, but, you know, even a homeowner, and this is about one of my biggest complaints, is if you're a homeowner, you go buy these tools, though, and you're done. You never have to buy another one if you take proper care of them. So why buying the cheap ones? You need three of them then, and it costs you more in the long run.
Yeah.
That's so. Right. And you think about a lot of trade professionals, too, or even, you know, serious DIY people, they're sort of satellite workers, right? So the last thing they want is to have a plier break or screwdriver break, mm-hmm. and they got to leave a job to, you
yeah.
know, to go
That's
to
what
a
I was
local
gonna say. Nothing will ruin your day
one.
Faster
yeah.
than and, having to stop midstream.
Right. And right. and so you can stock up. Can you buy online, or where can you get these tools then?
So we sell through a variety of distributors, but the best way to find where our tools are is to go on our webpage and type in your zip code, and it'll direct you to the local distributor closest to you.
Electrical supply houses, you know, always have that stuff. The HVAC supply houses mm-hmm. will have the tools. They have the quality tools in those areas, mm-hmm. and that's what you're going to find professional stuff when you go there. But I think, am I seeing them in big box stores now too?
We only sell to Home Depot.
Okay. So then yeah. I did see some Klein stuff then in,
yeah,
in a big box store.
And they hide them in the electrical aisle. They don't have them in the tool
aisle. We sell a variety of products.
Oh, what was that, Rich?
I said they have them in the electrical aisle. They don't have them in their tool area.
Uh-huh.
So you have to go into the electrical aisle.
Oh, that's kind of bull. Oh, wait, no. It's
No, it's just, I mean, that's it, they're just gearing it towards the people that would normally use it, which is fine. But that's why I always tell people, go there, go look in the electrical aisle and
yep.
get yourself a pair of pliers and cutters, side cutters and... The twisty screwdriver for those silly screws on cover plates.
and how's the new nut driver going for the lock nut driver that you guys?
So I think we're doing a giveaway today, right?
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Why, thank you.
So we came out with a variety of new drivers this year. So sort of as the tradesperson's needs change, you know, clients' products change too. So our latest addition is a line of drivers that feature more like functionality, so you can increase productivity and sort of decrease the number of tools on in your bag. So I think we're going to do a giveaway of 15 in one and a multi-nut screwdriver.
Really?
Multi-nut. That sounds cool.
Sounds kinky.
So they're going to end up in Allison's tool bag, I think, instead of getting...
Yeah.
So we need to
be the grand winner, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, hang on a second here. Let me see if I can... I'm going to lock you in, Mark.
I hate to tell you, but you can't win.
What?
You can't win.
You come
can't,
on.
You're sitting here.
No, this is Chicago. You can get me into the nomination.
All right. Hey, hang on a second, Mark. We've got another call here for you. Let's go to Rich in St. Charles. Hey, Rich.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm listening to this conversation on the radio. It's so beautiful to hear, you know, talk about a local company and quality products. I just moved into a new home. Pipe broke off, taking out the shower head inside the wall. Needed a pipe extractor. Go to the hardware store. It's packaged. I buy it. Bring it home. You know, it looks just like the tool,
uh-huh.
but it doesn't function at all.
Right,
so
right.
I have to go back to another store, buy a hardened steel one, find it, get home. Where it, you know, each of these tools were $10, but it looked like the tool. It
mm-hmm.
didn't function like the tool. I would have spent $30 for the real tool that I could use the rest of my life. Then I don't understand
right.
why we're sold. We got to get these cheap tools for nothing that don't function. It's mind blowing to me. So refreshing to hear this. That's it. As I just want to say thanks.
Okay, right, good. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
Hey, thank you.
Agree with them more.
All right, cool. So let's do this. You want to do the pick a number there, Mark. The phones are already starting to go.
So, okay, how about since there are two prizes, do you want to do, since the company was started 1857, how about 18? And I don't know, will you get 57 callers? You want to do...
1,857th call. Look at Trixie. She's flipping
she's
out.
She's freaking out. Yeah.
She's dialing up now.
Yeah. Phones
right.
will crash.
So you want to do the 18th caller?
Yeah, I think that's good.
And then the fifth caller.
Yeah, we'll
Perfect.
Do
it.
So yeah. number 5 and number 18, and you'll win the nut driver and the, what's that, 801? What's that?
Yeah, it's a 15-in-1 screwdriver.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mark Klein from Klein Tools, we appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Mark.
Guys, so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill. Answering all of your toughest questions about home repair. Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
All right. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Okay, Allie.
I won.
No, you didn't win.
Oh.
We always, everybody says, oh, Trixie's not that bad. She's evil. She's yelling and screaming at us, isn't she?
Yeah, but it's warranted.
No.
She's working hard back there.
No. She's yelling and screaming at us. Rap, rap, rap. Rich, everybody thinks that we're just joking around. She's mean, right?
Well, now she said answering the phone's tough because, you know, when we have Klein giveaways, it's always tough.
I will say that when Trixie walked in the room, Ron moved his chair all the way as far back to the desk as he could get. Like she was going to like punch him in the face or something.
Oh, yeah. See, Rich is safe. He's 1,500 miles away.
Yeah.
It's good. All she can do is knock him down, you know.
It's true.
She holds up signs.
Exactly. So we were giving away the Klein tools. Mm-hmm. So we had caller 18 and caller 5. Well, she never heard the second tool for caller 5.
Right.
So now, 773-763.
Here's your chance, guys.
9278. It's a 15-in-1 screwdriver, Klein screwdriver. Number 5, she's on the phone. Now she's not even paying attention. Caller 5, and you've got it locked in. You ready?
Wow. We're ready.
I'm not sure she is.
No?
I can't see you. I get her forehead. Yeah. But Trixie there is...
She's looking away.
On the phone.
Yeah. Cool.
Now all right. She's nodding all right. Her head.
Now she's mad at us. She's
right.
Not
well,
attention.
She's mad at you. I think she's fine with me.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. Really, what's going to happen?
I will take the tools.
You will?
If it's too hard, if the management of this process is difficult...
Oh, no.
Ooh, the phones are alive.
See? I told
well.
You.
I'm telling you.
It's that's the 30-second delay. See, you thought, oh, wait, nobody's calling, right? And that's the 30-second delay. You just,
I
Allison's
feel bad
losing
for Trixie.
It.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. All these pissed off people
see,
who didn't win.
Look at him. Look at him go.
She's got to answer the phone.
See, this is hilarious.
She's got like 10 minutes of hard conversations ahead of her.
That is funny. That, I'm sorry, it's funny.
It is funny.
And you know what else? Ian's not going to be able to get in with his field report from Muckfest because all the lines are full.
Yeah. He's going to think we started talking about something really interesting for once.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Let's do this.
What are we doing?
I'm gonna send him the hotline number.
Ah, yes. Good idea.
And let's see if he can.
So that was one of the things we've been dealing with Klein for a couple of years, and they gave us a run, and I and we went and took a tour of their stamping plant. I think that was in Elk Grove?
Yes. They confiscated our phones, cameras, everything. You could not take them in there.
Where?
That's fine.
Into their facility in Elk Grove.
But it was very cool watching them. They were stamping out. Basically, linesman type pliers,
mm-hmm.
and it was really cool watching the process. And then part of the reason they cost more is actually they got them all stamped out, and then they sent them to Texas for polishing and assembly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that costs money because then you got to package them, send them back, you know. But that's what's great about them; they're U.S. owned, U.S. made,
mm-hmm.
yeah, which is so rare these days.
And they have those.
And, gee, guess what? It costs more. No kidding. Everything would cost more if we bought made in the USA.
And they have all the forging
hopefully
hammers.
Hopefully there'd be a little more pride in it.
Yeah. They have all those forging hammers out there. And you're walking through. It's really cool stuff. you know, if you like big, heavy
Yeah, it's what
equipment.
I do in my jobs yeah. every day.
Big tools.
Just, yeah.
My left arm is just huge.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, cool. Let's see if we can. Nope. Ian didn't make it in yet. So.
Nope.
Nope. All right. So, anyway, they're out at the Muckfest right now, and we found out it was a 5K run.
It's a 5K run. It's supporting MS research, mm-hmm. so or fundraising, and Robbie got a lot of supporters.
Right.
So she's out there running amok.
Yeah.
Ah, mm-hmm. I love puns.
That's right.
That's punny.
I know.
Yeah. That's good. So did you see the post that somebody put up there? I think Will posted the hot tub that was just sitting on blocks of wood.
No, it was cribbing.
Yes, it's cribbing. Yes, that's what that's called.
But that's the correct way.
You think that's in the hot tub manual on how to properly install the hot tub is to stack it in 5 feet of blocks.
Far better than what I've seen lots of times.
Where they just hang it on the rim. Yeah.
So again, held up with good intentions.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yes. No, I thought that was actually not a half bad. I mean, it's not something you'd want to walk around the corner and see.
No. No, not at all. So that's pretty cool. If you want to see that kind of stuff, we always get people posting weird, goofy pictures that they find on our Facebook page and Twitter, so you can always go there and check out some of those things. The other one that was posted is they took the vent.
Roof venting?
Yes.
Now, that one we could have a long conversation about. The hot tub, I think, is done properly. This?
Really? Okay, yeah.
What the hell were they thinking?
Well, they've got one central pipe going out the roof.
Uh-huh.
And then they brought bath fans in. They've got these different hose things. I don't even know what some of the piping is.
I don't even either. There's some 2-inch hoses there. There's a 4-inch. I mean, I have no idea what everything is tied into this thing.
And it's a 4-inch PVC pipe then going out through the roof.
With a clean out on the bottom.
Yeah.
Just in case you need to get the squirrels out of your venting. Right. I mean, this seriously is one of the funniest.
Well, if you're worried about squirrels in your venting, something else is wrong.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, if you look past the contraption, there's an outlet nailed to a truss with a regular outlet and a plastic cover, which means no electrician did that because it'd have a Garmin cover on it, you know, the steel cover.
Right.
And the cord plugged into it is not a grounded plug, so I have no idea what that cord operates.
No.
I mean, it could be nothing more than an attic light, but something tells me it's another fan.
Some other, type of fan.
I mean, I don't know. Al, have you seen this picture?
No.
Oh, Ron, whatever. You got to see this picture.
Go to the Facebook page, Mighty House.
Okay.
Facebook page.
And I look at stuff like that, and I can see myself standing in the aisle at a box store, and I just would not even consider doing this.
No.
And those fittings, even the PVC, are not cheap. You probably could have done this correctly or even better with flex pipe and roof jacks for less money.
Yes. And the thing is, you don't want to be dumping all these different things to vent through the same hole. If you don't take two bath fans and put them through the same venting, you vent each one out separately, because if you have the ductwork coming together into a T and then going out through the roof,
whoa!
And you turn on and you turn on one bath fan, all it's going to do is blow that air into the other bath fan. It doesn't go outside necessarily. It's going to just backdraft.
Come on. You know your bath fan's got that little flapper door that seals air tight.
No, it doesn't. That's there.
I don't even know why they put those things on there. They're so useless.
No. Well, it's an effort to...
It keeps the squirrels out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, well, we did try to do something. It's not like we didn't try to do anything. At least we did something.
It's just so hokey. It's like, it's terrible.
Yeah. All right, let's go out live right now to Lake County Fairgrounds. And are you there, Ian?
I am.
You are?
Hi, Ian.
He's.
But I've taken shelter, Ron.
Why? What's happened there, buddy?
Well, outside of the downpours and the 35 mile an hour wind and the 67 degree temperatures, it's lovely out. I have officially abandoned my post.
Oh.
Robbie's going to be so mad.
Field reporter.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're not much of the war reporter there, huh?
No, oh, no. You kidding me? No, no. Instantly, war report. I'd be under the Humvee crying for my mother.
Yeah, there's no Western Front for Ian. He's on the Southern Front.
I'm smart enough. It's self-preservation takes precedence over all other things. So I have left Robbie to her own devices. But I will tell you that I drove, it goes way back. I didn't realize this thing was 5K.
Yeah. So,
neither did she, thank God.
I was thinking, Rich, I don't think she did either. But I drove around parts of the track, or kind of to look. This thing's huge. And so I looked at some of the other obstacles. There are these, like, climbing walls, like metal tubing walls with netting. They're 20 feet high. You have to go up one side and down the other. I said, even if I sit at this finish line for the next week,
uh-huh,
I may never see her again. If she makes it, it will be a miracle.
Really?
I think it. Well, I was talking to some other people there, and they said, if you're in really great shape, apparently you can do this in 40 to 50 minutes.
Really?
And
if you're not,
then we'll see you tomorrow. I didn't see anybody through the finish line, you know, but when I took shelter, and that was about an hour into it.
Wow.
So I think with the conditions and the extra muckiness of the muck run, it might be taking a little longer. Ron, did I not predict this?
Yes, you did, sir. You did.
Right?
You said
like a month ago.
I said it's going to be raining and it's going to be cold and it's going to be mucky.
I'm just picturing Ian sitting on like a plastic armchair with legs crossed.
Allison, I did this totally wrong. I brought a motorcycle. So the truth of the matter is that I'm as wet as Robbie is. I'm just not dirty.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just as wet. And but next time I will do this right. I will bring my own tent and my straddle lounger and my coffee maker and my panini press. And
this s'more maker.
you know what I mean? And you know, maybe put on a smoking jacket and just watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then ascot.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
Allison, I think you should be, you're quite fit. I think you should really look into this for next year. I think you're a perfect candidate for this kind of thing.
I think it's a possibility.
That she won't go?
You won't be able to put me on live radio while I'm doing it.
No, we can get the whole headset worked up, the Bluetooth, the waterproof, life-proof case or whatever.
That's awesome. It's going to be a lot of grunting and swearing.
We'll set you up. We'll set you up with the whole thing.
If this thing's a 5K, do they have like a beer station every kilometer? No, it would definitely be a requirement on my end. I'm not doing this without beer.
You're going to have one of those helmets with the beer straw.
What they should have. I'm surprised. Actually, that's funny. I'm surprised nobody's wearing a helmet. If you were to see some of these obstacles, I'm telling you a helmet should be mandatory equipment. No question about it. Wow. Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I thought, oh, yeah, this is a few volunteers. They run around. Uh-huh. They go over a few months. No. This thing's set up for the American Ninja Warrior.
I told you. I told you.
Wow. Excellent.
You know, just put those two things together. American Ninja Warrior, and then your average person off the street.
And then Robbie. And then Robbie.
Yeah.
And then Robbie. Nothing, you know, I hope Robbie, but you know, yeah. You know where we're going with this.
Exactly. All right.
So,
well,
Allison, if you commit, you may get me to commit. How about that?
Oh, all right. Well, if you're in, I'm in.
Area.
Well, then we got to find a worthy cause.
Well, no, they'll just run the Muck Fest again next year. They do it the same place every year.
No, I get that. But we find a good cause to raise money for, so it's not just
right
exercise on your part.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right.
Believe me, I don't need the exercise.
Me
It'll
neither.
Kill me.
Exactly.
Exercise will kill you, Rich.
Right. All those endorphins might ruin my dark sense of humor.
That's
what I tell people. I go, guys. When I feel like working out, I lay on the couch till the feeling goes away.
There you go. So I'm sorry I abandoned my post, but the weather is deplorable. and I couldn't find Robbie. She's lost in the multitudes of people. There are hundreds and hundreds of people doing
well,
this.
Well, someone's gained traction on her, I'm sure. She's like face planted somewhere with people walking over her.
Listen, for all I know, the only thing she can see is the ceiling of the ambulance she's riding on. I have no idea.
Ian, that's awesome.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for
Ian, take a picture of what you see there. Take a picture and shoot it to Ron so he can put it on Facebook right away.
He's got him. I'm sending him. I'm here home. I'm going to send you. You got a minute and 8 minute video. You got a couple of good pictures.
Awesome.
And all that stuff will be ready for you guys in the next little bit.
Excellent.
All right, awesome.
All right.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, buddy.
Stay warm. Bye.
Bye, Ian.
All right. Bye.
Oh, my God. Poor Robbie. I mean, that's funny. She had no idea it was a 5K. She just thought she was going to run through a couple of puddles and over a couple of obstacles.
Uh-huh. And that's Ian reporting live from Muckfest out at Lake County Fairgrounds, where Robbie is
covered in mud.
Apparently lost in the mud at this point.
I'm just imagining Robbie covered in mud right at the beginning of the 5K going, what?
Uh-huh.
What?
I have
There's
to go
more?
But the beer tent is over there.
Yeah, that's where I want to be.
Oh, man.
Then why wouldn't they have them run the 5K before getting dirty?
What fun is that?
Yeah.
All right.
I think the whole course is 5K. So it's everything. So you got stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Awesome. I wish we could get her on before the end of the show.
Yeah, hopefully she calls in here and Ian finds her. All right, we got a couple more phone calls to get to. We've got Clutter Clarity coming up next.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll talk to Robbie in this next segment. We've got a lot to do. So. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find all of those at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And with that, we've got a phone call. Here, let's get this in real quick. And then with Clutter Clarity.
Yeah.
You know, normally we just say that's what everybody tunes in for is Robbie and Clutter Clarity.
I know. Well, sorry, America.
Let's go to Jimmy in Barrington. Hey, Jimmy, you're on Mighty House.
Okay. I'm on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you good.
All right.
Okay.
Us too.
This doggone problem of whole house fans and the attic fan, is the roof or is the attic warmer with the vents, or is what's the best solution for that?
Do you have a whole house fan that goes in the in the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens is if you don't have enough vents in your roof, then all you're doing is blowing your attic space up like a balloon and forcing that air back into your house through all the other lights and switches and stuff like that. So you want to make sure that you've got enough venting to let that air actually escape the attic and not force it back down into the house.
So if you've got a ridge vent, then it's okay?
No, ridge vent probably doesn't have enough free area to do it. You can do the math. Ridge vents, you know, all the charts, I have them on our blog. But you need more net free area in those vents to get that much air out.
Right. So ideally you would have a gable end vent or two gable end vents to allow that volume of air to escape properly. So if you did gable end vents, or if you had some mushroom vents, you know, that would be the ideal scenario.
How about the combination of the vents on the ridge and, regular vents?
And well, you start the shorts. It'll work good for your whole house fan, but when you do mushroom vents and a ridge vent, you kind of short circuit the whole process.
Roof venting.
And it doesn't draw the air from your soffits anymore. It starts pulling air from your mushroom vents and then it going out the the ridge vent. So it doesn't really work as well, but it's good for your attic fan or your whole house fan because it's just giving more space for that air to get out.
It sounds very confusing.
Yes, it is.
Well, it can be. And actually, like, your whole house fan should be, technically, should just be ducted directly outside.
Oh.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. Nobody does that.
No.
That, you know, have its own roof jack, you know, so maybe, depending on the CFM, maybe you have a 10-inch round that goes up through the roof, and you have a 10-inch, you know, cap on that. And that would take care of the house, and it would not short-circuit the attic ventilation. That's just the right way to do it.
I know when I painted this whole house inside with high glossy enamel, and it takes that smell right out of the house.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
That part's nice. And
yep.
If something burns or the wife cooks something bad, it takes that out too.
Sure.
Yes, it does.
But it sounds like a controversial situation.
Yeah. Yep.
It really does.
Yep. You got to be careful with it. So, and make sure you've got enough windows and doors open when you turn that on. Otherwise, it'll draw that carbon monoxide back down through. If your water heater turns on, it can draw that carbon monoxide back into the house and cause problems, too. So
okay,
just got to be careful of that. All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for being there.
All right.
You're wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See, because you're right, and the problem is that you're not just sucking air out of the house. You're going to suck it from the crawl space or the basement and
mm-hmm.
pull in radon gas. I mean, we could go on all day in this,
yep.
and then everybody wonders why I'm always so depressed. It's so bad. It's surprising we all don't die in our houses.
I mean, know.
You know. They're so dangerous.
Yeah, they are. Extremely.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and a purgification. Here's Allison Case.
Here I am.
With a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
From this prison, Lord help me get away.
You're supposed to sing.
Oh.
Cause only you can save me now from this misery. I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Ronnie, Mr. Calling.
What's that?
You should have been a singer.
I know, he's pretty good at it.
No.
Yeah.
I just imitate what I hear. I don't sing.
Yeah. Probably he's got a face for radio.
Exactly. And a voice for a newspaper.
Nice.
All right. So today, I think Pinterest is crazy right now in social media with all of these fancy kitchen storage contraptions,
uh-huh.
all the RevaShelf systems.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them?
RevaShelf is pretty cool.
RevaShelf is pretty awesome. My only critique for RevaShelf is that you have to build a cabinet for it to really save you like a lot of space. Because otherwise, if you have an existing cabinet and you put these hardware systems in there, you do start losing inches. And sometimes in a smaller kitchen, you're fighting for inches.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing a RevaShelf system, I would recommend, if you're doing like a custom kitchen, definitely have some of those RevaShelves in there and build those cabinets to the specs. If you have an existing kitchen.
And what kind of stuff can you get from out of the RevaShelf?
Oh, RevaShelf, they have awesome pantry systems where these pantries like fold in on themselves. So you end up with like 4 or 5 full, like 5 foot tall shelving contraptions that
uh-huh.
are in like a 2 foot, 2.5 foot wide shelf. So if you have like just a little corner for an awkward cabinet, you can get a full pantry in there. They have like cool pots and pans, things that hold pots and pans. Or if you have like a blind cabinet, which is where you have a corner cabinet.
It can't see?
Right.
What's a blind cabinet?
Blind cabinet is where you can't see in the back of it. So if you have like an awkward corner.
Yeah, so you can't see in
right,
there.
Right, right. Okay. So you're the blind one, not the cabinet. Cabinet knows exactly where it is.
So these things fit in the blind cabinet. Right. And then they kind of like swing out with the door. Or...
Yeah, so you like pull it. Yeah, they do all kinds of fancy stuff. But basically you don't have to reach your arm in and around to get to the back of that cabinet. The shelving system will pull it out for you, and it's an alternate to like a Lazy Susan or a corner drawer.
I think that's sexist, isn't it? Lazy Susan? Shouldn't
it
we call
true.
That
Lazy Steve?
Yeah, you call it something
true.
Else.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
But if you have an existing kitchen and, you know, you don't want these RevaShelf hardware systems are pretty expensive. You know, they can...
RevaShelf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be pretty expensive. Worth it, but expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an existing kitchen and you're really fighting for inches... You should think about baskets.
Baskets.
Particularly in the pantry. If you can categorize stuff. So, like, if you have, like, snack bars, you know, nuts, snacking nuts, chocolate, desserts, things like that.
Potato chips?
Yeah.
And then your popcorn goes in another one?
Yeah.
And then...
Because I think when people are organizing their pantry...
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie is alive.
Can she call it? I just posted
She's calling
that.
In.
Hold on a second.
Okay, I just posted that photo, too, so
right.
That's on Facebook.
We're suspending Clutter Clarity to go to the...
Live report.
I
live breaking
know
news.
I what she was talking about for Clutter Clarity.
What's that?
I want to know what her Clutter Clarity tip was.
RevaShelf and how to properly
Well, actually,
maximize.
It was more... Yeah, it was more that I think when people are organizing right. their pantries, it's like you do it... You know, once a year, and then you want everything super, super organized. But if you have baskets, you can just throw stuff in those baskets, and the pantry still looks organized. You know, you don't have to have your potato chips perfectly lined up. You know, you can still throw them in a basket and still have everything pretty orderly.
Very, very nice.
Thanks, Robbie.
So, Robbie, how are you doing? You're alive. Ian thought maybe you were just looking at the ceiling of an ambulance at one point there.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you make it?
I cannot tell you how miserable. I can't even describe. I cannot to tell you how miserable this was.
Did you officially finish, or did you walk around everything?
I walked around most. I'll be honest. It's cold. It's wet. I fell down many, many times.
Uh huh.
Well, Robbie, did you see Ian?
Oh yeah, I saw Ian.
Did you see him
lately.
Far away under a tent somewhere?
No, he ditched, I'm sure.
I know.
Yeah.
He called in, told us that it was self-preservation kicked in. He left you in the mud.
He literally left you in the mud.
Literally. I can't tell you how cold and miserable and wet. It's just miserable. I just want to cry.
But how much money did you raise?
Our team raised over $11,000.
Wow.
There you go. See,
not
now,
wrong with that.
Doesn't that work?
Tears of
it
joy?
So, and is Mimi happy?
Oh, Mimi's very happy. Mimi did every single obstacle.
You watched her go over each one.
They were tough. I mean, it was tough. It was really, really hard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after the first couple, when I wiped out in ice cold water, muddy water, I'm like, no. My face is caked.
I know. I put that picture up already.
I mean, you jump off things into pits of mud and pits of water. It's just miserable.
Excellent.
But I know it's time for a news break.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
Because I have to drive home and take a three-day shower.
You've earned a well-vented bathtub and a stiff drink.
Yes. Well,
I took my shoes and socks off and left them in the parking lot.
Well, you should bring plastic bags to put over your car seat, so you don't get mud and water all over everything.
Somebody's going to need to buy me a new phone and to do a detailing on my car.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye,
thanks, Robbie.
We'll see you next Bye-bye. Week, Robbie. Thanks.
See you next week.
All right. Bye. Well, Allison, I appreciate it. Again,
thanks
you are
for having
from?
Me. Integro Rehab.
Website?
www.integro-rehab.com.
Excellent. I appreciate you coming in and filling in for us like
it was
this.
Good.
No problem. Big shoes to fill.
Well,
muddy shoes to
fill. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Keep tuning in. We'll be posting pictures and videos on both of Robbie's run at Muckfest today. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you're looking for some people to do some work around the house, you can find out our show sponsors at MightyHouse.net. Just click on the Mighty House team page. Next week, we're going to have Ash Nissan. He's the Northside Home Guy. We're going to find out what's going on in the real estate industry here in Chicago.
Cool.
We'll have another tip of the week, the Mighty House Greenhouse and Clutter Clarity. And in between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks to Mark Klein from Klein Tools, and we'll be sending out those free tools that he gave us. We'll be doing that later. And for Rich Cowgill, Robbie Earhart, Allison Case, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
Oh, we should say Ian, our man on the street
today.
Ian
abandoned everybody.
He bailed.